It's the one episode I lied. My name is G Buddy.
And the young
Big C. Niggas ain't shit.
Another short story. Every time you hear me on the Whenever Sound, you know it's late.
That's so true, by the way.
Very true.
I'm so we are so sorry. Horrendously sorry. It's just been a busy week.
No, let's be more disrespectful. Let's go all the way.
Oh, wow.
Let's give them five minutes. After waiting this long.
Can we talk about the coach to the Nets?
Udoka.
Yes,
in Udoka,
right?
Why?
So he says he's changed his ways and is ready to coach the Nets again. This was his apology. I was horny, all right?
He should go to the Hornets.
I'm not the same man I was 5 minutes ago. That is the best motherfucking apology ever.
So for someone who is one,
late, man.
Context, not, Calvin, these guys are not basketball fans.
Basketball. Oh, so he was... Is it Taraji P. Henson?
Sleeping around. No, yeah. Not Taraji P. Henson.
What's
the wife? I've forgotten the wife's name, but she's she's a celebrity. What's the name?
Yeah. Huh?
Nia Long.
Okay, so this is the hubby.
What's the context is, he was a basketball coach, or I'm trying to understand.
To the Nets.
To the Nets, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Boston and Celtics.
No.
So did he get
before?
Oh yes, Boston
yeah,
Celtics.
He was at so the Boston, yes, Boston Celtics, Celtics, and he's yes. married to Nia Long.
Yes. So he was caught cheating.
Yes,
and they fired him
with yes. a co-worker.
With a co-worker, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then, what's his apology?
Bro, let me read
I
it again.
I was horny.
I was horny. All right. I'm not the same. I'm not the same man I was 5 minutes ago.
That's post not clarity,
literally,
bro.
Post-not clarity.
That's post not clarity. No, this nigga bust a nut 5 minutes ago.
Actually, that's
ain't
so
no
true.
Everybody's bust a nut, and you're just like, man,
what the fuck is happening here?
But then they were still doing it for a long time. You're telling me 5 minutes after he busted the nut, every single time he came to the realization.
Are you trying to write a thesis about?
Okay, like, fine. All I'm
you'll
saying
take the apology.
Is,
don't.
All I'm
don't,
saying
don't
is
poke a hole in
the nigga kept cheating.
Listen, but post not clarity is real though.
Do very, women very have post nut clarity?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah?
You do?
Yeah, we do.
Like, oh my God.
I think you should do it before you ask
this?
Niggas for money or fare.
Wow. I will not know.
Because you know why? You know why? Because niggas do that before we ask shorties to come over.
We do what?
We need some post nut clarity,
no,
bro. One for the road, man.
Oh.
Yeah, one for the road. Like, do I really want shorty over? Let me find out. 5 minutes later.
My
you
strategy is.
So much, Andy. God damn.
Jesus
give me five, bro. Fab, let me tell you. Like, if you've never invited a chick over, choke the monkey for what the fuck?
Why did I do that?
You should do it before.
First and foremost, you guys are some dirty motherfuckers.
Yes, we are.
Andy and
she likes
G,
that.
Right?
She likes
you
it.
You know what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't.
These motherfuckers were
wow,
just like,
Ashley.
We, you know, we choked the monkey before, then proceeded to touch hands. What the fuck?
What?
Like, yeah, lost my hands.
Give me five.
What I'm saying, whatever, man. What I'm saying is, like,
oh, you meant now?
Yeah, like,
nigga, please.
I was just like, God.
It's like basically, we're saying you don't know where those hands have been.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you won't ruin it for me and Z. That was a moment.
It was a moment.
That was a moment we had.
It was a beautiful moment.
A beautiful
we'll
moment.
Yeah.
We don't have anything really to talk about.
Though,
on
it
the
happens,
episode, bro.
It happens. Though, like end of the day, like especially in your young days where. There used to be this thing. I don't know. I mean, you'll see
wow,
you have a chick coming over.
Now.
No. I'm there. I'm talking about myself. And a chick's coming over and you choke the monkey because you want to last longer.
Yeah.
When she's like...
Round one is round two.
Yeah, round one is round two. So you're kind of like... You know round two.
Yeah.
The math needs to
she pass. Thinks it's round one, but she doesn't know... She don't know it's
she's
round
like,
two.
Damn, he got it.
And this could be the only round she gets today. If things go
that,
well, if things
it.
Go
but,
well, yeah.
Yeah, but also by the same token, there's been times when you do that and round two still disappoints.
Or
because shit is good.
Or she beats your timing and she comes earlier than expected or
and
anticipated.
You can
no, you can't because you need time to, you know, reboot.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, God.
You need to ricochet, bro. So you need some
ricochet.
Time to recover. Yeah.
I feel like this is enough sex talk for the minisode.
No.
Like, you know, you guys want to last longer than the minisode? Is that what you mean?
I was trying not to,
but
then.
The minisode's always been a quickie.
Wow. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Niggas are on one. Niggas are on one.
Are the best.
But no. The Then it depends, because I ask shorties more often than not if they prefer quickies, and most shorties don't.
No, for me, quickies in fucked up locations are the best, because, you know,
the thrill.
That thrill is now, you like, see, for fuck, you, someone might walk in or a rat might pass by.
For you, it's the thrill. For others, it's the satisfaction. Like, I will want more once I start getting that drink.
Frill, let me tell you something. There is nothing like a quickie when, like, time is against you, circumstances,
location, the law.
Fam, I'm gonna tell you something very personal.
Yeah, let's go.
When I was, there's a time I was in Jamaica when I'd gone to see my grandma before she passed away. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Rest her soul in peace.
Anyway, so I had a visitor, and like, my grandmother was on the veranda, and I was in my room. Mm. And it was like, she was giving me head. And like, yo, I kept on having to look dizzy. Like, my grandma was a wanderer. Like, you know, because we're home, we're on vacation. She, you know, these old matriarchs, they're not knocking doors to go in.
They just walk in. They want to get you in the act. House.
Bro, let me tell you, it was the most intense shit ever.
What, the head?
Yeah. And then, like, it was like, fam, people were shot. But I think it was heightened by literally, because the way how the house is, the way the house is laid out,
yeah,
like literally, my grandma could have walked in from like three different
and she doors. Catch you in the act.
So there's the door that's on my balcony, that's on my veranda. There's the back door where the washrooms and stuff is, and there's a side door that opens into the kitchen.
Bruh,
so you're like, literally, like, you're so fucking heightened.
You know the funniest thing about it is you become rational after everything else, because you're like, what are we trying? What are we doing?
For me, like, you know, those thrills that I heard you guys talking about, I may just take my car out for a drive.
Do you want to talk about that?
Those ones,
That's a good thrill.
Fam, this Minnesota is going down.
Like she did.
Before we try to pick it up.
But you know,
does my mom know that I have toys now?
Because she listens to the podcast.
Oh wow.
You set yourself up, Ashley.
Having a conversation about a new cleaning lady. My mom goes like, yeah, make sure she doesn't use your 20 toys.
Wow.
I say 20.
Let me tell you Ashley's mistake. I was there. Ashley's mistake was she told the mom not to watch that episode.
So of course.
You remember what happened to Eve, bro?
That was a whole like 30 minutes into the episode. I'd already told her stop watching these things, and she was just like, no, it's okay. I'm still gonna watch it. No, it gets better. Because we're sitting at bar next door having a drink with my mom. Mm. And she tells me, yeah, with your 20 ones. But it's okay. I understand. You gotta please yourself.
I can smell a new nickname.
No, I was.
Toys R Ashley.
21.
She tells me, I hope you're not using the cheap ones. If you need any advice, let me know. I know people.
Yes, send me the money.
Wow.
Get new toys. Might as well.
Stop it. Anyway.
You know I'm a parent, eh? I'm not too comfortable talking about this kind of
thing. Wow.
Listen.
How did you become a parent? Exactly. Please, do tell. No, how did you become a parent?
You can't question that.
Don't ask me questions.
Who are you?
You are the real parent.
Humor me.
By the way, let me tell you. You know me, I'm paying the fees, man. Huh?
By the way, to move it away from this. Do you know what I'm experiencing lately, and I want to kind of speak on it, is that I find that people, especially men, find it so hard to ask for help. Mm-hmm. I know it's a completely different tangent, and I'll tell you what happened. So basically, there's a friend of mine, retrenched, lost the job, all that stuff. It's going through a hard time. Mental health taking a battering. And we were having a conversation yesterday, and I was like, so you have this idea to get back on your feet. This is what you plan to do. But it felt, the conversation ended by me saying, okay, so I'm going to help you do this, right? Invest in this and help you do this. But before we got to that point, or before I got to that point, it was like as if, I don't know if it's pride or being in love with struggle that would preclude someone from just saying, I need help. You get?
Yeah.
And I've never really been in that position where I've had to literally pull it out of someone, like, you will allow me to help you.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. And I just couldn't understand that. Because I know if the situations were reversed, I'm about to say, yo, I need help. You know, I need help. And I just couldn't understand. The conversation was just going round and round and round. And I'm saying, fuck it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience, there's something about being a man and not being able to handle and own your end that it kind of demeans you, and it's a reality check. Like, you know what?
I forgot to add, this guy's got two kids.
Oh, wow.
Two kids and, let me go into more details. But two kids has been working out of Nairobi. The wife is in Nairobi. And I'm like, yo, just go home. Like, I can't.
Because I'm not fulfilling my...
End of the bargain.
You know?
I remember when I was in camp, I don't know if I've told you guys this story before, but the first ever pool party that I did, the very day of the party, it was a night party, I was short of 10,000 bob. Like, I don't know, something happened with the math. I thought I was good, but then just before the gig, I realized, oh damn, there's other expenses that I need to incur. I need sound, I need transportation for this and that, and everything amounted to 10K. So it was about 4 p.m. Party's supposed to kick off at 10 p.m. And guys know, guys are coming and everything, you know. So I'm sitting wondering, do I just cancel this party right now? Because it's a couple of hours, so that guys don't dress up, come and everything. But then I was just from class, actually, and I was with a female friend of mine. I made just going out to Rose, who was also to come for the party. So she's looking at, you know, I'm supposed to be excited because this is my party, you know. So she's like, yo, wagwan. I'm like, honestly, I don't think this party is going to go down tonight. She's like, what, you've planned it for like a whole week and a half. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm short of 10K. And she was like, so what are you going to do about it? Cancel the party. Then I think her asking me what I'm going to do about it was her trying to find out whether I had other options.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
I found out later on because of how the conversation went. So she was like, let me just give you this 10K and you can pay me back whenever you're ready. And I was like, no, I can't take that money from you. That's my immediate response to help. Like, and I noticed that I do this with every, and still? If you need this back then, you know,
right, okay,
because this was way back, you know, every time someone offers me help, the first thing I will say is no, because I have to find out how I can do this. Like, The last resort is not borrowing money. And she had to force me to take that 10K and pay her back whenever I'm good. She's not even pressuring me to, yo, pay me by Monday. Whenever you're good.
But when you look at it in hindsight,
yes.
When you think about it in hindsight, you look at it in hindsight, it's like, yo, you would have preferred to have canceled the event than asked for help.
Yeah. Yes, I would have.
That's crazy to
me. I would have, yeah. I would have.
That's crazy to me.
I'm responsible. It's my responsibility.
What about you? I mean, what about you?
I don't know. I wouldn't cancel it, right? I think for me, I come from a very close unit in terms of my family and everything. We're very helpful to each other. I'm very helpful to people. So, but I can see it, and I see a lot of people who are very... No, I'm not going to do it and all of that, right? But for me, it's never really been the case of that. It's like, so for me, I put it in a generational way. So my mom and her siblings to their cousins and all of that, they can never ask each other for help.
Wow.
Like, say, for instance, one needs a connection towards something or a job or a tender or something. No. But in our family unit, we're very...
Right. That's what about it.
But I asked them, so why can't you do that? And they're like, no. It's just one of those very African things, eh? Yeah, like, you just... I don't understand it, to be
right,
honest.
Right.
Yeah, because guys are always like, oh, what are people going to say about me?
Yeah.
Oh, people have too much shit to worry about.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Also, it's usually different if you're the person that people usually come to for help, even financially.
Yeah, I was going to say...
And then now you're in the very same situation.
Maybe, to give it a different angle, maybe some people aren't able to ask for help because they're the ones who are always giving the help. So they don't even know how to do that. They don't know how to help, ask for help.
Yeah.
Because they're always the ones... who are giving that help, given because help. So it becomes a little bit difficult when they're put in that position because they just don't know how to do it. I think that's another.
You'd rather drown.
Yeah. And also, like, you're in a state of confusion sometimes, I think, of what's the next move.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of asking someone else first.
Right.
You'd think of everything else first before you're actually like, okay, who can I ask? And then the people who automatically, even the okay, no problem is small, but the most minute problem, they'll always ask for help because they realize that, you know, you can't go far without people's help as well.
Right.
Yeah, working together like that.
You know, I've listened to all of that conversation, and I've just remembered an article that said, this particular group of people helped men have conversations about different stuff, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Let's end this podcast.
What?
What? What do you mean?
What did you say?
Yeah, basically, if you know, you know.
I don't know.
You don't know.
What did you just say, bro? You didn't make any sense.
Basically, we've just tackled a whole conversation about men and being rigid, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
But I saw an article that said a particular group of people had conversations to help other men tackle. And it's made me think about how many conversations as a podcast we've had to help men.
Okay, okay.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
Then let's have a fruitful one.
No, if you get it, you get it. Let's wrap.
No, I know. We can't just rap like that.
Yeah. I get it. No, we need a payoff, bro.
For too fucking long.
No,
I get it. No. Basically, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it does seem that on the podcast, we just do whatever we do. But like, end of the day, like, I get your frustration there as well. But I also believe that end of the day, like, for the man them who are listening and the man them who may be in that position, it's about time that we start to open ourselves to asking for help when we need it, because this is one of the first times it's happened to me where it's been so vivid.
Yeah.
And I've been like, fucking hell, like, this is a thing. Because I know in my own circumstance, if I need something or I need help, I'm just going to ask for it.
You know what I
mean? Yeah. For real.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Now we can rap.
Yeah, I believe so. Zaza.
This has been the Whenever Sold. My name is G Money.
Andy Young.
Ashley.
Long ass fucking episode. Big C.